This meeting of the Senate Resources Committee will come to order at 3:30 p.m. in the Butcherich Room, number 205. Today is Monday, February 24th. Members present today are Senator Coghill, Senator Bishop, Senator Giesel, Senator Rivak, Senator Kawasaki, and Senator Keel. And, of course, myself, Senator Machicki. Let the record reflect we have a quorum to conduct business. On our agenda today, I have to thank you all for all the business we got done the other day, which was a packed meeting. We have a light one today. Sweet. We are still awaiting an amendment on Senate Bill 161, so we will not be taking up Senate Bill 161 today with the last day of personal legislation here at the end of the week. They were a little behind, so we'll be ready next meeting. On our agenda today, we do have Senate Bill 145, Registration of Boats Exemption. And we heard this bill on February 14th. During that meeting, we had a presentation of the bill, committee questions, and open public testimony. Today, members have a CS in their packets. My goal today is to adopt the CS as a working document, finish public testimony, have any further discussion, and if it's the will of the committee, move the bill. Senator Coghill.
Dang.
Get a motion, please.
Mr. Chairman, I move that the CS for Senate Bill 145, version 31, LS 1292, version U, be taken up as a working document for this committee.
Thank you, Senator Coghill. I will object for purposes of discussion, and I will ask my staff, Senator Conrad, to please present the CS.
Senator Conrad.
Nice. Is that in your script?
He wrote that himself, didn't he?
I'm grooming him for the future. But at this time, it just happens to be excellent staff member Conrad Jackson. Mr. Jackson.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Good afternoon, members of the committee. For the record, Conrad Jackson, staff to Senator Machicki. The bill before the committee, Senate Bill 145, just as a reminder, is seeks to resolve an issue with some unintended consequence of a bill passed in 2018. Senate Bill 145 removes duplicative and confusing registration requirements for active commercial fishing vessels, which was inadvertently created by the passage of the derelict vessel bill, Senate Bill 92. The CS before the committee, or in consideration by the committee, makes a couple of changes. First, in Section 1, on page 2, line 7, you're deleting the word fishing, and as was mentioned in the meeting on the 14th, this was to allow for other vessels which are registered by CFEC, for instance, tenders, which are not actually fishing vessels, to also fall under this registration requirement. Section 2 adds language that would clarify that the requirement of vessels not exempted by Section 1 of the Act must still register with the Department of Administration for a certificate of title through the DMV. Section 3 adds two new subsections to AS 1605-475, which is the CFEC statutes. First, a new subsection E, which says that the CFEC shall assess an $8 fee for the annual vessel registration. Secondly, subsection F specifies that the fee collected shall be accounted for in the same manner as the fee collected by the Department of Motor Vehicles. And if, Mr. Chairman, if you could give me just a moment, please. Thank you. And section 4 adds a retroactivity clause making section 1 of the bill effective on January 1st. Section 5 was not changed. That's an immediate effective date. And those are the changes of the bill, Mr. Chairman, or in the CS.
Thank you, Mr. Jackson. Any questions for Mr. Jackson about the CS changes in the CS? Senator Kawasaki.
Just a clarification, Mr. Chairman. I've got a version U and a version M, and then I have the A version. And the summary changes says it's going from version A to version G. Which version am I supposed to look at?
Senator Kawasaki, through the chair, I apologize. The summary of changes should say version A to version U. I apologize to you and to the committee. The correct version is version U, the version that Senator Coghill had moved.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
The substance of the summary of changes is correct, however.
Thank you, Senator Kawasaki, for pointing that out for the record.
Just a
Senator Coghill.
Just a question. When it comes to Section 3 of version U, the sub F, that is pointing to our DMV accounts. What is, I'm trying to figure out what the F was on that. I didn't catch up with you on that.
Senator Coghill, through the chair, new subsection F in the CS would require that the monies collected through the $8 fee assessed by CFEC would be accounted for in the same way that the current DMV registration fee is accounted for, which would go towards the derelict vessel fund.
I just missed the connection. Sorry. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Other questions? Okay, so as we discussed the last meeting, we decided that commercial fishermen should be paying the same amount for registration as everyone else who's registering a similar vessel. However, we didn't see a need for them to go down and wait in line at the DMV when many of them are preparing for a commercial fishing season. And again, I'm not going to call out any departments, but the rollout did not go well. This eliminates that rollout requirement. They can simply click a box and pay their fee when they register their boat for the season, as commercial fishermen do every year when they renew their permit fees and their vessel fees on the CFEC site. With that, I remove my objection. Is there further objection? Seeing none, the CS for Senate Bill 145 version U is before us as the working document. We have taken public testimony at the previous meeting. I'll offer another opportunity for public testimony. Is there anyone in the room or online that would like to testify on Senate Bill 145? Seeing no one, we also have Dale Kelly, CFEC Commissioner, and Scott Quist, Captain of Department of Public Safety, online for questions. And I'm going to close public testimony with no one wishing to testify and bring the bill back before the committee. Is there further discussion? What are the wishes of the committee?
Mr. Chairman, I move that we move the CS for Senate Bill 145 version U from the committee with individual recommendations and the attached fiscal notes.
Okay. Without objection, bill will move from committee. I want to thank our LIO moderator, Nate Williams, and Chris Dickrell with Senate Records, and my staff, Conrad Jackson, for their work here today. As there is no further business to come before the committee, we're going to give you your afternoon back. We are adjourned at 3:39 p.m.